Thanks for listening to Stokely and Zach On Demand. Before Zach tells us who is moonwalking in the Hall of Fame today, have you subscribed to our podcast? Subscribe everywhere you get your podcast or at 1043thefan.com.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday presented by Blake Street Tavern. Here's Stokely and Zach on Denver Sports Station, 1043 The Fan.
All right, let's pick some games. Let's do it. It's another Stokely request.
Yeah, today, you know, this brings me back to, let's see, I think 08. Oh, and this song had to come out around 08.
Yeah,
because,
that sounds about right.
My man, Jed Fish, who took over the Arizona program as the head coach at U of A, he was my receiver coach here, and he always put on great highlights. Right. Great highlights. He would show us Saturday night before the game, just the wide receivers and that was the music to it every week. It was awesome.
That was a big hit. Yeah. T.I. and Lil Wayne. Remember Lil Wayne said, my jewels, blue and yellow, the type of stuff that make them call you Carmelo.
Carmelo.
He's playing for the Nuggets.
Boo.
All right. Let's pick some games here, man.
Okay.
Let's pick some games.
I'm ready.
Got the board. First game back up since picking back up. We already picked off four games a little bit earlier in the show. But Cardinals on the road at Tennessee. Man, this is low-key interesting for me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see who the Cardinals are. They spent some money this offseason. A.J. Green. J.J. Watt. You know, Kyler Murray going into year three, I believe.
Yep.
So, Kingsbury going into year three. He's got to win football games. They're in the tough NFC West. They're going to Tennessee, though. Derrick Henry.
King Henry.
Julio Jones. A.J. Brown.
Right.
Give me the Titans.
Man, this is a fun wide receiver matchup. A.J. Green and DeAndre Hopkins versus Julio Jones and A.J. Brown. That's awesome. You're taking the Titans, you said?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not going to overthink this. The Cardinals are still, they're going to be improved.
It sounded like you wanted to overthink it, though.
A little bit.
Yeah, you wanted to. You're like, oh, you're taking the Titans?
It would not shock me if the Cardinals go in there and upset them.
Well,
but
you're not picking them. But.
I'm not picking them.
Okay.
You know what I'm going to do, though, with this game on Sunday? I'm going to play the over. Here's a stat for you. Stokely, put your thinking cap on here just for a second. You're going to want to put this in your pocket.
Can you give me the over number?
Sure. I'll get there in a second.
Oh, you don't know. I'll find it. Go ahead. Give me the nugget.
Here's the nugget. Here's the nugget. The over is 21-4-1 for Tennessee in the regular season since
53.5, right around.
Oh,
there.
That's not enough. That's not enough.
That's not enough. Okay, sorry. Go ahead. That's the number, though.
The over since Ryan Tannehill took over, the Titans starting quarterback, the over is 21-4 since he took over. That is an incredible percentage. That is an anomaly. That is 21-4.
Wow.
Going over. Vegas tries to keep up with this stuff.
Right.
But here's the contrast here. Arizona, last year, all 8 road games went under. All 8 road games for the Cardinals last year went under when they were on the road.
So and they're going on the road.
But they're going on the road.
Right.
So interesting
and you're telling
dynamic.
Me to take the over.
I'm still going over.
Okay.
I'm still going over. We'll see how it shakes out. Interesting relationship there between those two. Seahawks and Colts on the road in Indianapolis. This
should be
fun.
A good one. Should be a good one. Russell Wilson and company. Carson Wentz. He's back. Is he back? Is he really back? He's back with Frank Wright.
He's back.
What does it look like? He's healthy. He's starting. Oh. It's tough to bet against Russell Wilson.
Really
I'm going
is.
With the Colts at home.
Are you really?
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Colts and... I'm going to give Carson Wentz an opportunity. I don't know why, but I am. I'm going to the Colts, man.
You know what? I like Carson Wentz this year. I am buying stock while it's low. A couple years ago, I was selling it. And now it's dip. You got to buy the dip. I'm buying Carson Wentz stock.
Okay.
But not Sunday. I think Seattle goes into Indianapolis and wins. Since the start of the 2018 season, the Seahawks are 12-1 with Russell Wilson at quarterback in the Eastern time zone. 12-1.
Wow.
Last 3 years. Crazy. Give me the Seattle Seahawks. Chargers.
That one might cost me. That might cost me lunch. All right. We'll see what happens. Chargers and Washington. This game is in Washington.
Another tough one here.
Yep.
I mean, you know, the Chargers going all the way across country playing a really good Washington, solid just football team, a playoff team from last year. Now they got Ryan Fitzpatrick. Who are the Chargers? What's Justin Herbert going to look like in year two? Go for it. I got to think on this one, Zach.
Okay. I am going to go. First of all, how about this? Ryan Fitzpatrick will be starting for his ninth different team. His ninth team. According to Elias Sports, this is the first time this has ever happened. Like, Ryan Fitzpatrick is the poster child for journeyman quarterbacks, but he's got an awesome roster. I love what Washington has up front. And the Chargers just find ways to lose. They find ways to lose. Did you know that the Chargers were outscored by 50 points in fourth quarters last year? That was 31st in the league.
Wow.
Washington outscored their opponents by 69 in fourth quarters last year. That was top five in the league. Washington gets it done.
Yeah, I'm going Washington also at home. That defensive line, Ron Rivera, second year with them. Brandon Staley,
yep.
Rookie head coach. I'm going to go with the more proven team here. I'm going with Washington.
Okay. We also have the Sam Darnold revenge game. Jets at the Panthers. This is the first time ever a top three drafted quarterback starting his first NFL game against another guy that was selected top three by the same franchise. This has never happened before. Darnold was just picked third overall in 2018. Zach Wilson picked third overall this past spring. I'm going to go with the Panthers at home.
I am also. I'm not going Jets. I don't know who Zach Wilson is. The Jets, they got a long way to go here. Zach Wilson was picked second overall.
Or top three.
He said third.
Yeah.
Well, I want to clean house for you.
You're right.
Second overall.
Thank you.
There we go. Yeah, I'm going Panthers also.
Okay.
At home, not going Jets.
Jags at the Texans.
Ooh, a heavyweight fight, Ali Frazier. Seriously. Wow. Who are the Texans? They got to be a mess. But they got Tyrod Taylor at quarterback. Guy can make plays. How bad will they really be this year? Do I really go with Urban Meyer? He's looked like a mess. The Jags have looked awful. But there's something going on in Houston that just stinks. I'm going Jags?
Jags? Question mark?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I think there's a locker room full of professional athletes with a chip on their shoulder in Houston.
Oh, I see where this one's going.
The Jags have lost a franchise record 15 straight games.
Ooh.
Give me the Texans at home. Give me the Texans. Give me the nameless, faceless Houston Texans. Philip Lindsay breaks a 38-yard run in this game.
Okay.
Hashtag save the audio. Browns at Chiefs. This might be the game of the week here.
Yeah, we all remember the playoff game. Andy going for it on fourth down. Converts against the Browns to close that game out last year in the playoffs.
Wasn't that with Matt Moore?
It's a great game. Yeah, they're back up.
I forget who.
Might have been Henny.
Hey, Chad Henny, maybe, yeah.
Yep. One of those guys.
We're with Dreesen in the barn.
That's
watching
right.
That.
We're at the barn. I don't know if you were watching it because you were just like all over Eric Pierce the whole time. So I don't think you were even watching it. Like, oh, Eric. Hey, Eric. Hey, but come on. Come over here, buddy.
He had his Bills hat on.
Yeah,
they sent him.
He played for Buffalo. I'm just messing with you. You were over there a lot, though. He's like, can you get this guy away from me?
That's my guy, man. My best friend.
Yep. Give me the Chiefs at home, but this should be a good one.
Man, you realize the Chiefs are starting two rookies and another first-year player. Lucas Niang opted out of 2020. So two rookies and another first-year player on the offensive line. Two rookies and another first-year player on the offensive line. The whole line has been totally flipped in Kansas City. I love that pass rush for Cleveland. But did you realize that the Cleveland Browns have not won a season opener since 2004.
Wow.
They have not won the first game of the season. It is by far the longest streak in NFL history. I really like the Browns this year, but wrong place, wrong time. Give me the Chiefs.
Okay.
All right.
We do Hack or Saints. We're going to do it now, real quick?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, give me, I'm going Saints at home. Forget y'all. Jameis Winston, Saints, home.
Well,
they're not playing
They're not playing at home. They're playing in Jacksonville.
Yeah, that's right. Oh.
Saints have 10 new starters in the lineup because of injuries, retirements.
Cancel that.
Salary
I forgot
cap
about
burn.
All. I forgot about that. Cancel that. I'm going Packers.
Yeah, I'm going Packers, too. I just don't know what I'm going to get out of Jameis Winston.
Yeah, they got everything they've been dealing with. Now they're supposed to be playing at home. They're playing in Jacksonville.
Displaced.
Yeah, not good.
Last one, Dolphins at the Patriots.
Patriots. I think I like their roster. Even though he's a rookie quarterback. Go for it. Come on. Say it. Say Dolphins. Go for it. Say it. Do it. Do it.
Give me the Miami Dolphins.
Yes.
Setting the Patriots
on
the road.
Yes. That's going to win me lunch right there.
And I forgot. We do have one more. The Bears at the Rams.
Give me the Rams.
Both new quarterbacks. No team had more outright wins as an underdog last year than Chicago. Six games they won when they were underdogs. But they're in big trouble. They're in big trouble on Sunday. And then the Justin Fields chance from the cheap seats start on Sunday afternoon.
Well, they're playing in L.A.
Or excuse me. Yeah, well, you'll hear them from
Still
Chicago.
Here. That's
you'll
right.
You'll hear them from Chicago. That's,
yes.
With a westerly wind blowing.
That's right.
Okay.
Westerly.
do we have our guy, Richie?
It's blowing west.
Westerly.
It's blowing west.
Westerly wind.
You got easterly wind to get to.
No, because in Chicago, the wind needs to blow west to reach L.A.
To get to L.A., okay.
Yeah.
This is taking a bad turn.
You know, and I think I might have shared this one other time, I did a tour at Alcatraz out there in, off the coast of San Francisco.
Yeah.
And they said on holidays, New Year's Eve, when the wind was blowing in, when the wind was blowing out towards the water, all the prisoners could hear the parties happening in San Francisco, like a twisting of the knife type thing.
Gotcha. That's a
should have done what you did.
It's a cool fact. Thank you for sharing.
All right, our guy. You're an idiot. Our guy, Brock Heward.
We got Brock,
former quarterback, Stokely's teammate, and he'll be on the call for CU Texas A&M and serve up thoughts about the Broncos Giants. That's coming up next.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday presented by Blake Street Tavern. Here's Stokely and Zach on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
I cannot wait until Sunday afternoon where the full smorgasbord of NFL action is back. It's here, man. We made it. You made it. Knew you could do it. But before that happens, on Saturday, we got another full slate of games on the college side. Not as spicy as week one. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, the matchups for week one out of the gate were just
some heavy hitters.
I mean, big
Clemson,
time.
Georgia?
You got two top fives.
What? And it lived up to the expectation.
Really did.
Heavyweight fight.
It really did. And there was good games across the board last week. Today, this week, not the same, but maybe the most interesting matchup here locally is Texas A&M with a fifth overall ranking on them coming into Denver, playing CU at Mile High. That game will air nationally on Fox. And our dude, Brock Heward, is going to be on the call. Brock, what's happening, man? Welcome back to the show.
Zach and Stoke, good to be with you. Big weekend for the conference. I think you're right. Nationally in college football, not nearly as many tasty matchups as a week ago. But for the conference, to have Washington and Michigan, Oregon and Ohio State before we kick off, that'll be the big noon game. And then this one are three very, very sizable matchups that if you want to change the narrative about your conference, win a couple of these games tomorrow.
Yeah, Brock, you would join us. Brock, great job on the call last week, UCLA, LSU, entertaining game. Looking at this matchup, Texas A&M, CU, give us a breakdown.
Well, A&M is like the Kansas City Chiefs. They've got three of the most explosive playmakers in football, man. They got a little Tyreek Hill-esque guy at running back. His name's A-Chain, Devon A-Chain, and he can just absolutely go 10-2, 100-meter guy like Stokes, like he used to run down in Louisiana, 10-2. Isaiah Spiller, the running back, is, real close.
Yeah.
Anaya Smith, those three dudes are just freaky, freaky playmakers, freaky fast, people that Colorado is going to have their eye on all day long. But Joe Davis is sitting here next to me, and we just left Colorado and just left the meetings with them. And I got to be honest with you, last week when we had the SEC versus the Pac-12, we sat in meetings in Westwood with the UCLA staff, and to a man, everyone in their building was like, yeah, we match up with LSU. Like, we can do this. We're not physically overmatched at their point of attack. And you saw that play out, you know, and just spending time with Carl Durrell and Ciberini and staff, like, they feel like at the line of scrimmage, they're not going to be overwhelmed tomorrow. And if that's the case, and they can get the game to the fourth quarter and put the pressure on the number five team in the country at 5,280 feet, that is, I think, their game plan and their thought process to win going in.
Brock, I know you're hyper-focused on the call tomorrow, and we know you'll knock it out of the park, but the last time that you joined us, it was before the Teddy Bridgewater transaction, and you kind of texted me something while we were on the air, and I'm like, you need to come on, and you jumped on, and you're like, I'm paraphrasing, but you were like, you guys know how this is going to go, right? Like, they're going to trade for Teddy Bridgewater, and Teddy Bridgewater is going to start. Well, here we are. What do you make of how things shook out and your general forecast for the Denver Broncos?
Yeah, I think generally, Zach, that move made both of them better. I mean, both of them had excellent preseasons. As you looked around preseason football across the NFL, like 30 of the 32 teams were the games were awful. Back in my hometown of Seattle, like, it was unwatchable football because it was second and third stringers, and like, what am I getting from this? What am I doing here? It was the opposite of what Stokely experienced in preseason with Peyton wanting to play, demanding, you know, to be excellent and grow and develop. Well, Denver was one of the few programs around the whole NFL that said, no, we're going to compete, and we're going to play starters. And in fact, we're going to have a quasi-QB competition. We knew that it was going to be Teddy. I felt like it would be him at the end of the day, unless he fell on his face, and he didn't. He showed that he's a pro. It's why they traded for him. It's why his GM likes him. It's why a coach who's on the hot seat needs to play a veteran. So none of it surprised me in the end, generally, Zach, but I would say through the process, it made them both better. Those two were as good as anybody playing in the preseason, and for a Bronco fan, you got to hope someday in New York that carries over.
Brock, you are joining us. Brock, what stood out to you in week one of college football, and what are you looking forward to, you know, checking out the rest of the year as the season progresses in college football?
Yeah, Alabama's just incredible. They're just a machine, man. They're just different than everybody else. It doesn't really matter who leaves, that eight guys go, five first-round picks. Nick Saban is the greatest coach in the history of college football, and he's getting pretty darn close to Bill Belichick land, and I know those two are buddies, of being the greatest coach in football history, period, bar none. So I think that probably resonated and stood out the most. Georgia's pretty phenomenal defensively. I was glad we got to see some defense. I mean, last year, and I think we'll see this in the NFL too, guys, you know, last year playing in empty stadiums, calling games in empty tombs, it was advantage offense. Aaron Rodgers, who I think I called three of his games last year, said basically, you know, it's unfair. Like, this is too easy. I'm hearing all the calls. I'm checking everything. I'm hearing all the checks. Like, you know, this is just taking candy from a baby. And I think you saw last week in college football, that Georgia-Clemson game, not an offensive touchdown scored. We actually saw defense. UCLA-LSU, we actually saw defense. Montana-Washington, we actually saw defense. You know, the Friday night, Virginia Tech, Carolina. And I think we're going to see more of that in the NFL as well, because that emotion, the noise, the crowd, you know, it just brings life to a football team, and in particular to defensive football teams. So get ready this weekend in the NFL, too, I think, to see a lot better defense than we saw a season ago.
I think that's a really, really good forecast from you, Brock. Brock, best of luck tomorrow on the call, Texas A&M, and see you. I'll be 1:30 nationally on Fox from Mile High. That place should be rocking with both subsets of fans coming down to downtown Denver. Should be a blast, man. Have fun with it.
Will do, Stoke. We'll see you tonight.
Yeah, buddy. All right, buddy. Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks. See you, Brock.
All right.
Appreciate
all right.
you.
Thanks, boys.
All right, there he goes, Brock Heward. Where are you seeing Brock tonight?
Hey, Stay out of my business.
He just put it on Front Street. Where are we going? What are we doing?
You're not invited.
What are we doing?
No, another high school football game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Where are you going tonight?
Valor is playing a team from the state of Washington. Brock, you know, being from around that area, said this is a really good team coming to town. So I'm going to go check it out, be a fan. Love high school football.
Awesome.
Still know a lot of those kids, support them. So it should be a great night. Looking forward to it.
Great. Love it, love it, love it. All right. It's time.
Oh.
It's time.
It's time.
Last segment of a Friday show can only mean one thing. Broncos, Giants. Predictions. Next.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday presented by Blake Street Tavern. Here's Stokely and Zach on Denver Sports Station.
That means
104.3 The Fan.
You hear it? It gets me fired up, man. All right. Keys to the game first.
Okay.
Time now for our keys to the game presented by Nova Home Loans. What are some keys that stick out for you?
You know, first and foremost, you can't turn the football over. We saw it last night, Tampa Bay. They had four turnovers at home. Lucky to win. Very lucky to win that game.
Crazy.
They should have had a double-digit lead. Godwin's going in for a touchdown. It's to seal the deal. That thing's over. Bloop, 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 bloop. Fumble. Now, next thing you know, they're holding off for dear life. They got to go down the field and kick a last-second field goal. Teddy Bridgewater and company can't turn the football over. And on the flip side, hey, how about generating a couple defense? Right, you're the highest-paid defense in the league. You got the highest-paid secondary in the league by far. Get some turnovers. Daniel Jones will cough it up. Von Miller, hopefully a little bit of Bradley Chubb and company. Draymond Jones, I ain't forgot about you. Still love you. Turnovers is a huge key to this football game, like it is in most games.
Yeah.
But when you're going on the road,
right,
you can't turn the football over.
Right.
Key number one, no turnovers. What do you got?
Key number one is getting after Daniel Jones. If these pass rushers, and I don't care who plays opposite of Von Miller, Malik Reed, Jonathan Cooper, we'll see what Chubb's status is. But when Nate Solder, 33-year-old tackle playing out of position, after he took a year off of football, Andrew Thomas banged up and big question marks on who he is as a player anyway, there could not be a better matchup for Von to start his 2021 campaign. Two sacks for Von Miller. Got to get after Daniel Jones. I think he will. Two sacks for Von. But just in general with this pass rush.
Two
of them things.
So two is over for the season. Was 9.5. You're telling me I should put extra.
I'm just saying.
Not the mini hammer. Go the bigger hammer.
I'm not saying.
But you're saying.
I'm just saying.
You're saying. I'm taking your advice. It's 9.5. I'm thinking over.
Look,
if Von Miller can't get over 9.5 sacks
in a 17-game season,
and he stays healthy for all 17, I can't see that happening this year. I just can't.
Well, I think two of them happen on Sunday. So getting
after
Daniel Jones is my number one key to this football game.
Okay.
You got another one?
I do. I got another one, Zach. Run the football. Establish the running game, Denver Broncos. You have to. Paul Schwartz, the post, came on. He said this secondary, he's been covering them since 1993, four. He said this is the best secondary that he's seen.
Yep.
I mean, they have a really, really good secondary.
Adoree Jackson, Logan Ryan, Jabril Peppers, James Bradbury.
Bradbury's a really good football player over there. Adoree Jackson, first-round pick or whatever out of USC, coming over from the Titans. Look, they got a really good secondary. You don't want to just be relying on Teddy Bridgewater to throw the football 40 times. You've got to run the football. Slow down the pass rush. Big Cat Williams, 11.5 sacks last year from the interior of the defensive line for the Giants.
That's hard to do.
Run the football. Wear them out. Time of possession, let your defense rest, all those things. This is what this football team was built to do. Zach, go on the road, establish a run, take the pressure off the passing game and the quarterback, take care of the football, but they have got to get it done on Sunday.
Well, we are synced up with our second key. Run, run, run. Make it happen. Melvin Gordon. Melvin Gordon's going to have a big day, by the way. Melvin Gordon's going to have a big week one. Book that. Book that.
Okay. Oh,
say that audio.
Let me. Two sacks, Vaughn.
Two sacks, Vaughn.
Wow,
big day for Melvin.
predictions.
I'm just saying.
Because they got player props, too, so I'm going to jump on that.
I'm just saying.
I like when you are just saying. And when you are just saying, I'm listening.
Last key, you got one?
I'm done.
Okay, perfect.
I'm done.
I'm done too, then.
That's it.
Let's get to our
play. Well, I mean, that's all we needed.
That's all we need.
If you don't, if you, the turnover, you win the turnover battle and you run the football for me, you're walking out of there with a W. See you, Clifton, New Jersey.
Those were our keys to the game presented by Nova Home Loans. Now it's time for the pick. The Denver Broncos pick of the week is presented by King Soopers, the official grocery sponsor of the Denver Broncos. Hey, if you haven't signed up for a King Soopers Fan Football Pick'em, there's still time. If you don't get it in, that's on you. Doesn't cost anything. It's so fun. Play against us. Play against your household. Free groceries for a week if you win. Free groceries for a year if you win the whole year. No downside.
No downside. Fun. Easy.
Would you like to go first or would you like me to go first?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Champ goes last.
They're going to run the football effectively. You're playing a young quarterback that has struggled. He's behind a line that has struggled. It's one of the more questionable offensive lines in professional football.
Okay.
The Broncos have the most expensive defense in football. Oh, and this time around, everyone's healthy. Nearly everyone.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens on game day with Chubb. But I feel good about this matchup. All right, this is coming from someone who, you know, like you, has picked against the Broncos a lot these past few years. I think the Broncos win their first game in September since 2018. Broncos win. First to 20 is going to win this one. And it's going to be the Broncos 24-17.
Wow. Man. I love it. I love where your head's at, Zach. I look at this game, and I look at a Broncos team that is different than previous years. I look at a veteran quarterback that has been through the fires. I look at a coach now going into year three I'm expecting more from. I think this football team is just ready to have a good year. It's like that perfect storm. It's going to happen this year. It's got to happen this year. You look at all these storylines, Sutton coming back, Judy year two, Fant year three. We got Patty Shurmur in year two. Love you, Patty.
You're alone there.
Hey, love you, Patty.
Do something, Patty, and I might like you.
We were actually trying to throw incompletions.
No. Don't do it to me, Richie. This defense, it's got to be real, Vic. It's time to be the evil genius again. Where are you at, evil genius? It's time to make it happen, defense, and not just talk about it. Like, go out there and stink and dominate some football games again.
Mm.
You feel me? Like, it's not the talking and the optimism. Like Dalton Reisner said, it's done with. It's over with. This offensive line, I'm excited about them. I think they got a group that's a real group, that's a tough group, that can run the football. I really like the Broncos this year. You know I like the Broncos. 10-7. They have a bounce back year, and I think it starts in the Meadowlands. In that dump in Clifton that I can't stand. Broncos win. They start off 1-0. 23-17 Denver Broncos. 6-point victory. We were close. You got him 24-17. I got him 23-17.
I love it. And the Broncos are going to win, and they're going to send you your Super Bowl ring.
Yeah. Hey, you go out there, and you take that from them, and you bring it back to me on that plane.
I like that.
Give me that ring back.
Bud Light Football Friday, presented by Blake Street Tavern. Starting next week, we'll be at Blake Street for every Bud Light Football Friday throughout the season. Get down to Blake Street Tavern for the season opener this weekend at Park and Blake downtown. Your pro and college football headquarters all season long. Blake Street Tavern, where Denver watches sports. Hey, on the way out here.
Yeah.
On the way out here, tomorrow is the 20th anniversary. I can't believe that it's been 20 years since September 11th happened. I just wanted to make sure we didn't sign off without acknowledging it. We will never forget. We'll never let our listeners forget. We all remember where we were, if you were old enough, where we were on that day, how you felt on that day. So Just a hand over our hearts, and we will never forget.
Nope, it's a day that we will always remember. A lot of brave people lost their lives that day,
yeah.
Sacrificing for others.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely, it's a day that we can all reflect on what we have here, what's important, what means, something to you, and also reflect on life and how precious it is. So, yep, good job, buddy.
All right, have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, shout out our producer, the master of the multitask.
Ooh.
Richie Carney, behind the scenes. We step aside. Hey, enjoy the weekend. Get a stinking victory, Denver.
Let's go.
We got the drive coming up next.
Miss any of Stokely and Zach? Make sure to subscribe to our on-demand podcast. You'll get every episode as soon as they're released. Just subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or at 104.3thefan.com.